our sharing. The Unitarian tradition has a significant thread of mentorship, the mentoring of ideas and people. In the early 1840s, Ralph Waldo Emerson was introduced to a young man named Henry David Thoreau, who was writing a lot of poetry about nature and the human condition. Emerson took him under his wing and introduced him to a circle of friends who were writers and poets and artists and original thinkers. They were to become the philosophic revolutionaries of their generation, although at the time they were probably just seen as a bunch of youthful idealists. The movement that they began, we now know as Transcendentalism. This group were breaking away from the old church ideas of God and the relationship between God and people, and bringing forward radical ideas that emphasized empirical thinking and spirituality within the physical world. They encouraged scientific inquiry and the observation of nature as a source of truth and reality. Emerson mentored Thoreau into this community and encouraged him to explore his own ideas. He asked him to take care of his house while he was away doing a lecture tour in England. And he used his influence to promote Thoreau's writing. He published Thoreau's literary work in the Transcendentalist magazine, The Dial. And most famously, Emerson gave Thoreau access to some of his land on which Thoreau built a small house beside Walden Pond. On Walden Pond, or Walden, A Life in the Woods, is one of the most famous of Thoreau's writings and a product of that time. For those who may not have heard of this essay, it was a reflection on the importance of nature on human behavior, and is still the go-to essay to support a simpler way of living in balance with nature, the antecedent to the back-to-nature lifestyle of the mid-20th century, and an inspiration for the environmental movement today. Thoreau went on to write another seminal essay called Civil Disobedience, as his response to what he considered to be an unfair poll tax. In this essay, he made a strong case for the moral authority of the individual to break the laws of society when one's conscience and one's ethics supported alternative stances of justice. His essay was widely read and inspired many. Mohandas Gandhi read the essay in South Africa, where Indians were seriously discriminated against. And he developed the ideas into his own philosophy of nonviolent civil resistance. And he took those ideas back to India, and the movement inspired by his understanding of nonviolence went on to help India gain independence from Great Britain. And the thread of that idea made its way back to North America and reached Martin Luther King and inspired his reading of Thoreau's work. And he used it to underpin his nonviolent resistance to the laws of segregation in the United States. And we can even draw that long thread of mentorship into the present time, as the civil disobedience and nonviolent resistance model is being used today to protest the Kinder Morgan pipeline expansion across the province and right here in neighboring Burnaby. Sharing what we know with our communities, our family, our friends, and in this beacon tradition is the cornerstone of tradition. Sharing the ideals and the experience of living into these ideals to those who will come after us is a necessity. So how do we do this in our lives? Well, here in the Unitarian tradition, we have many mentors, as no doubt I have many mentors, as no doubt you have. Ministers are often mentors. My first encounter with a Unitarian minister was the Reverend Philip Hewitt at the Vancouver Church. And for me, he personified the meaning of Unitarianism in his thoughtfulness, in his balance, as I experienced it, between his head and his heart, and in the way he demonstrated how one stood in and acted from principle. And there were lay members that mentored me, officially and unofficially. Harold Brown at the same church, the Vancouver Church, he was the music director there for many, many decades. An extraordinary, lively, passionate man. And he mentored me with his avid curiosity and his focused, deep listening. If he asked a question, he was there. He wanted to know the answer and share with you. He had such a passionate and compassionate zest for living, for being alive, and the enjoyment of music and ideas. Again, in my journey, I was mentored by an entire community, the Regina Fellowship, when I was a young adult. That small community numbered at that time barely more than 30, welcomed my presence and encouraged my involvement, generously supported my deepening into the Unitarian world by connecting me to the wider movement and to continental trainings and events. Again, in our tradition here at Beacon, we have a mentoring program called Coming of Age, where adult mentors are paired with children who are moving into teenagerhood. For the young person, it's a time at that age of self-reflection, critical thinking, and of significant questioning, as many of you will remember. It is a time when a thoughtful and sensitive mentor can help open doors through non-judgmental encouragement, curiosity, and support. And now I encourage you to think about how you have mentored others. How you have mentored children or youth, adults into this community or another part of your life. How have you helped others understand how you live a principled life? How have you encouraged others to deepen into their spiritual growth? And to those who think they have nothing to share as a mentor, I gently challenge you. Each one of us has lived a life, has learned from mistakes, has made mistakes, and gained wisdom. Are part of history. And we have something, all of us have something to share. Attention is the rarest and purest form of attention. Attention is the rarest and purest form of generosity. And we all have the capacity, if not the duty, to give our attention to someone else. Withholding ourselves could be a form of stinginess, and it just blocks the natural flow of life energy. I ask you to be generous with your time, generous with your love, and with yourself this Thanksgiving. Give of yourself to others, now and through this whole month. Let's take a moment now to sit in meditation together, letting the words, the ideas, and the feelings settle into our bodies.